Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV. Owen Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside. Derby County have beaten Bristol Rovers this afternoon by 3-0 to move back into the League One automatic promotion places. It's back-to-back 3-0 victories for the Rams following the win over Port Vale at Pride Park last weekend. Today, goals in the second half from Dwight Gale, from Tom Barkhuizen and from Martin Waghorn. Enough for Derby to cruise to victory in the end, although it wasn't all that always that simple. We'll bring you some reaction from the camp shortly. We start with a word or two from Sean. Surely one of the best performances we've seen in quite a while.
Yeah, all round over the 90 minutes, pretty much controlled it from the first whistle to the last. There was two kind of separate kind of sides of their game over the 90 minutes. The first 45, we had control, we had possession, we had a lovely build-up, we had kind of little intricacies that we've maybe not seen too many times over the last few months, just interchanging of players. But we didn't have that final kind of killer pass or that final bit of detail. There was one goal that was called off for offside. But apart from that, there was nothing that tested Ward in the Bristol Rovers goal. Now, in the second half, you flip that. All of a sudden, Barkhuizen and Mendes Lang were running beyond and causing a threat. We got the first and second goal, which was huge because at that point the game changes. Bristol Rovers have to go for it. And the second a team opens up, leaves gaps, we look a threat, and we could have had four or five on a different day. So from first whistle to the last, complete control. Every single player played their part. I thought we defended superbly. And in the moments where it opened up and we needed that little bit of quality, I thought the three centre-forwards really made a difference.
And a vital win for Derby because of results elsewhere. We'll show you the results and table a little later. But the headlines: Portsmouth failed to win, Bolton failed to win, Barnsley lose, hammered 5-1 at home, Stevenage failed to win as well, Peterborough the only other side in the top six to get 3 points this afternoon. So Derby go back into the top two. And there's been occasions this season where Derby haven't taken advantage of slip-ups elsewhere, and today they did.
They did, and the way that they performed and the way that they dealt with the game that was presented to them was the most kind of rewarding thing. You can't expect the teams at the top to lose week in, week out, especially with 10 games to go. You have to expect them to win. So your job is to win the game of football. And I thought we stayed composed throughout. There was moments in that first 45 minutes where I didn't think we tested the goalkeeper enough, especially with the play that was on show. But because there was a patience, because there was a control, because of whatever was said at half time, there was just a little bit of extra detail that seemed to take it into the kind of opposition's half and create more chances. So, wonderful afternoon, great performance, great result, and obviously the results elsewhere have gone our way.
Certainly did. It's about time we brought some reaction from the Memorial Stadium, Tom Barkhuizen, in a moment. But first, here's Derby County's head coach, Paul Warne.
Yeah, good. Sorry, I didn't know it was about 3-0 wins. Yeah, great. I thought the lads were excellent. First half, weirdly, probably the best we've played in a while. I thought we were virtually unstoppable, apart from the final missing piece. And then the longer the game went on, I just thought we looked really dominant. And then the more they had to try and come at us, the lads were excellent at picking them off and getting in behind, so we probably could have scored more goals. But as an away performance goes, it's absolutely amazing. I loved it. I said to them at half time, I loved it. Just don't get too frustrated if you don't get the goal within the first 5 or 6 minutes. But to get them two goals in quick succession, it was really pleasing, and the lads deserve it. They've been brilliant. So, really, really pleased.
In terms of the performance then, what made it such an amazing away performance for you?
I think they had a lot of strength off set pieces, free kicks, corners and all that. They're a big side, they're two centre-halves, like 18 foot each or something. So it's always going to be a threat. So I thought the three centre-halves done really well in their zones, defending set pieces. And then the little fellas, the little dwarfs, were like in and around their players, which is natural for some of our players. So I really liked that part. Our defensive set pieces were really strong, which they need to be when you're away from home. I thought our wing-backs give us a lot of energy. I was really pleased with them. Thought the middle of the park were pretty sound. I mean, I'm just going through the team, aren't I? But the front three worked really hard, and sometimes you have to come into feet, sometimes you have to stretch the play. And I think in previous criticisms of this great team was that sometimes we're a bit predictable. We play in front of teams a bit too much. Like, you just got to go after teams. Just can't use the words I would use, but go after teams. And I thought today we slid down the sides a lot, we stretched the play a lot, we looked athletic and exciting, and that's how I want the lads to play. So that's what pleased me. Obviously, Joe keeping a clean sheet is great, and there wasn't much wrong. We didn't pick up any injuries or anything like that. So, but what pleases me, and I said it to the lads after, is that like, we have a brilliant culture at this football club. Like, the lads are outstanding humans, brilliant lads. Like, the dressing room's buzzing. The dressing room was bubbly in training yesterday. And like, you could feel it. And I said to him at half time, like, just don't get frustrated, but just, you know, there's only potentially only 19 halves of football left. Just got to gas out. Just give it your job lot. Enjoy what you're doing for a living. And that is worth, in my opinion, 6-7 points. Like, other teams have great players. I've said it in another interview. Other teams have great players. I'm not saying we've got the greatest players in the league, but I do think we've got one of the best teams because the lads are close, they're in a knit, and they understand that sometimes they don't play, sometimes they do. And you need that to have success. It isn't just what you see on a Saturday. It's about how they train and look after each other all week. And that's what really pleases me.
In terms of the goals, Dwight Gale, that's 2-2 for him now. That's what you brought him in to do, score goals. He's done it all his career. And then Tom Barkhuizen's as well. Lovely play by Nat and a great finish as well for that. Which those two goals in a couple of minutes really strengthen your grip on the game.
Yeah, crucial, because you get one goal. There's always still a set piece going in, you know. It's a great atmosphere here. The fans get right behind their team and, I don't know, get the odd decision they might not get anywhere else. And then you're getting free kicks and corners in. So you need that second goal to settle yourself, maybe. And then when we went 2-0 up, that was when we were our strongest, because they're coming at us and we were just picking them off. So that's what really pleased me. And then, like, obviously, we get the game changers on and they had a positive effect as well. Obviously, Waggy, I don't know if he missed one. I don't know.
He owed you a goal, though, didn't he?
5 yards out, I think he missed one. But Waggy was excellent. And like I say, Waggy drives it in training, you know, wants the team to do well and keep egging the lads on. And he's like a captain, even when he's not on the pitch. So overall, as days go, and I hadn't had many better.
Max Bird not in the squad today. What's the situation with him?
No, Birdie felt his calf Tuesday in the warm-up. So, unfortunately, he's going to be missing for a few weeks. It's not too severe, but, you know, I think he's missing for another 3 weeks at least.
I suppose it helps that you've got strength in depth in that position. Competition for places is really strong. You've got Conor Hourihan, Corey Smith, Liam Thompson, Tyrese Fauna. Young Darren Robinson was on the bench as well today.
Yeah, we're blessed with a good squad, and obviously we've had a lot of injuries this year and we've had people who've had to step up. It's a little bit when the Prime Minister changes, everyone like underneath that are like pushing and, you know, trying to get powerful seats. And it's a bit like Birdie's not in the team for a few weeks, and then everyone's like, well, hang on a sec, there's a chance to, you know. So it increases levels of training, weirdly enough, and which is good. I mean, I played Connor today, I could play Corey, I could play Tomo, and Robbo was on the bench today. Tyrese Fauna's back was a bit tight, so we didn't risk him. But yeah, we're blessed with some midfielders, and it helps us for midfielders if you have, you know, a front three like we have with pace and athleticism to give them options on the ball. So you know, if I was a centre mid, I'd like to play with behind them front three.
Busy week. You've got Reading and Bolton at Pride Park next couple of days. I guess you just want to bottle this feeling up and take it forward into next week and get some more results on home turf.
Yeah, that'd be great. When, I mean, as great as you feel today, like, you know, you get up tomorrow and you're starting all over again, but potentially there can only be 18 halves of football. You've just got to try and gas out in each, and we'll end up where we end up. You just got to look after your own games. If we could get, you know, I mean, obviously I want 6 points in the next two games, but you've just got to, you could go for it, really. And I think the way we play today, the lads will get confidence from. Like, Bristol Rovers have been on better run than us, in fairness, in points. So it's a good place to come and win and play the way we did. So if we can back it up at home with a raucous Pride Park, which would be great, the lads come out feeling $1 million. And like I said, if they play that to that level against anyone, we're a force to be reckoned with. So yeah, really, really proud of the lads today. They I was really proud to be their manager. They're a good set, and I don't think sometimes we've really played right on point, but I thought today was as close to it. So yeah, really pleased for everyone.
There is Derby boss Paul Warne. What a response from his side after losing back-to-back games in the league. For the first time all season, they win back-to-back games, both by the same scoreline, 3-0 against Port Vale last weekend, against Bristol Rovers today. And as we were saying earlier, they capitalised on other sides dropping points, table and results from elsewhere. Still to come, more reaction from down in Bristol as well. Sean, let's talk about, I guess, the second half in particular, because that's when the goals came. That's when Derby seemed to take it up a level. Tom Barkhuizen, your pick for player of the match today. might have scored the first. I think there's some debate about whether it's his goal, but Dwight Gayle looks as though he's been given it. And two goals in two games, what a signing he looks like at the moment.
Yeah, well, obviously, you look at the goals and his return in the last couple of games, but it's his all-round play, somebody that knows how to play with his back to goal, that knows how to link players in the 10 positions, how to frustrate defenders. And a lot of that work can go unnoticed from fans and from ourselves. You don't see it unless you really focus on that player and what they do to affect the game, both on and off the ball. And I think when you've got Mendes Lang and Barkays, and you want them to have the freedom to move around the pitch, to drop into space, and Paul picked up there, sometimes you've got to mix it up. You've got to drop into space, which I thought we did really well in the first half, and find little patterns of play and find different positions on the pitch that are hard to mark. And then other times it's about just getting away. And I mentioned at half time, I want to see Mendes Lang and I want to see Barkays and get the wrong side of the two centre halves on the outside where there's a bit of pace and there's a bit of space. And they did that time and time again in the second half. So over 90 minutes of football, there's a real mix of how we got through the pitch, whether it was through patiently building through the thirds, or whether it was quickly going into one and turning and opening it up and stretching the pitch. So it was a wonderful 90 minutes of football, but the importance was the goal. As soon as you get that first goal, and of course the second one came so quickly, the game and the complexion of the 90 minutes changes because they have to go for it. And I've said time and time again, as soon as teams open up, we're a threat and we've got players that can devastate the opposition.
And that's what we saw with the second goal. Fantastic break. I feel as though it's the sort of goal we've seen Derby score under Paul Warne a few times. Nathaniel Mendes-Lang, 15th assist of the season.
Remarkable, but he's got the quality to do that. He's got the pace, he's got the athleticism, he's got the skills. And what I've seen over this season is the awareness of runners, the awareness of who's making the box and having that kind of patience to wait for the right time of the pass. And it was a wonderful bit of play down the left-hand side to find Barkays. And Barkays deserved the goal. He obviously could have been his a few moments before that hit the crossbar. The both of them made their way kind of into different positions of the pitch. But as soon as there's space ahead of them and they've got an opportunity to run, there's not many that will catch up with them. And there's not many that can deal with their speed and their agility around the pitch. So the fact that they've linked up together and got the second goal was a big plus.
Eventful appearance off the bench for Martin Waghorn today. Misses a glorious chance to make it three, and you are nervous given what Derby have done at times this season. Is that going to come back to haunt them? It didn't. He converts his first goal since October. Great to have him back among the goals. And again, a lovely move for Derby's third.
It was, and it was down the left-hand side, and Waggy had a glorious chance to get a goal quite early in his substitute appearance. But there was more and more chances. I think Smith had a chance that was blocked by Vale, I think, on the line. And Waggy was never going to miss the second. But strikers would rather have 10 chances and miss 9 of them in a game and get that one. That's just how they're bred. It's how they're made, because they care about the goals. They don't care about the misses. And Waggy just found himself in the right position. Smith did really well to intercept the ball, look for Wilson. He tried a flick, he didn't come off, and kindly fell to Waggy, who got his first goal. So for him to get on the score sheet, Gayle to get on the score sheet, and Barkes with the influence of Mendes Lang, it was a great 90 minutes for this team. But one thing I will say is I never felt we were under pressure. Even though Bristol Rovers came at us, asked a few questions, it always felt they had control of this game.
I just wanted to ask you about the wing-backs, because you talked about Louis Sibley and Joe Ward ahead of the game on Matchday Live on Rams TV and the importance of them last week against Port Vale and how they may have a slightly different job to do today. Thought both were outstanding.
They were. In the first half, it felt a bit more like their home performance against Port Vale, because Ward was marauding down that right-hand side, whipped three or four wonderful crosses in. In the second half, they had more of a defensive duty to do, because you get the first and second goal, they have to sit in a five. That doesn't matter, because your game's already being won and you know that the likes of Barkays and Mendes Lang will get you another opportunity or two. But they just seem to fit into that wing-back position. It's because they're naturally attacking players. They want to get forward. They want to create opportunities and chances for their teammates. What I will say is I think the back three is starting to look like the back three that we hoped at the start of the season. Sonny's been excellent in the last six or seven games. Cash and Nels were outstanding once again. And when you've got that solid foundation of back three and two wing-backs that want to get forward, all of a sudden you've got a way to get from back to front fluidly And of course, in games, especially away from home, where you have to sit into a five, and I have to say, Sibs has got so much better defensively over the last year or so. He had a taste at left back, didn't he, where everyone raised a few eyebrows when Paul put him there, but did so well. And he's learnt over the last year, and that might be his best position, definitely his most consistent position for Derby over the last few weeks.
Let's get some more reaction from down at the Memorial Stadium, then here from one of the goal scorers, Tom Barkhuizen.
No, I think it was important to put a marker down. You know, 10 games to go, this is where it's, as everyone knows, squeaky bum time. And yeah, what a way to start the last 10 games when we put ourselves in a great position. And now it's about keeping our foot down and try and win the remaining nine. We know if we do that, we'll get promoted, and that's the aim.
You've mentioned off camera the results elsewhere. You've obviously taken a look at them. It's been a very good day to win.
Yeah, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be a few swings. But, you know, we're only in control of what we can do. And I think it's probably our best performance of the season, at least one of them. I thought we were relentless. We picked up every second ball. We maybe had a 10-minute spell in the second half when it was 2-0, where they just threw everything at us, and we stood up tall, and the back three or back five did what they needed to do, and then we're always dangerous on the counter-attack. And yeah, you know, three goals away from home, you can't ask for much more than that.
What was the message at half-time? Because you haven't been able to find that breakthrough.
Just keep doing what we're doing. I thought we were in control comfortably in the first half. You know, we had a perfectly good goal disallowed. I thought we could have had a penalty. And it was just a case of, if we play like that again second half, you know, we'll go on and win the game. And yeah, I think no one can really leave here thinking that the result wasn't fair.
Let's talk through the goals then, starting with the first one. You were unlucky yourself not to have it, but Dwight Gayle getting in there and doing what he's done for so many years.
Yeah, I didn't actually see what happened. I just saw Gately eating grass and trying to head it in. Yeah, well, you know, we talk about on the edge of the box, you got to do a job for when it comes out, and that was my job, trying to pick up any second balls, and thankfully I managed to get a shot away. And we always talk about, you know, trying to keep it alive as well when it's in there, and thankfully Dwight managed to, I don't know what part of his body it hit to go in, but it went in, and that kind of set us on our way. You know, it makes them come out a little bit more, and like I said, we know how good we are on the counter attack. We got, you know, the likes of myself, Mendes, who want to run for days in behind, and we did that, and that's where the second goal comes from.
Yeah, it's the kind of connection we've seen previously, you and Nat combining well. How much do you work on that together?
To be honest, we don't. I think it's just you know, we talk a little bit, especially now we've changed system, about, you know, if I want to spin in behind, he'll drop in, and then it's also, you know, just get your head up when we get in those positions. And, you know, I think he knows that I'll always do my best to go up with him, just as I know that, you know, if I'm running through, that he'll be there somewhere. And yeah, it's just about having a little bit of awareness. And, you know, I don't know whether it was Gailey or Waggy who made that run across the front just to drag the defender in. And then, yeah, it was just about me putting it away, and thankfully I did.
You've mentioned both the number nines there. How much difference does it have playing with the number nine? Because we saw yourself and Nat both filling in up there for a certain time period.
I think that's their strength, really. You know, me and Mendes, you know, we're a little bit different as well, but we want to be facing the goal. We want to be running at people, trying to link and things like that. Whereas, you know, the two nines are more than comfortable, you know, with the back to goal. Their movement in the box is probably a little bit different to ours, a little bit sharper. You know, they both played at a really high level for their whole career, and had really good careers. So, you know, we got Washi to come back, we got Colo to come back. So we got an abundance of strikers when everyone's fit, and, you know, we're going to need everyone. You know, we say that every week, we're going to need everyone to, if we want to get to where we want to be, and yeah, that's one down, nine to go.
Talk to me about the mood in that dressing room and what it felt like going over there to the away fans at the end.
Well, the away fans have been good all season, haven't they? It's yeah, it's incredible, the support we get away from home. It's not a short trip for them to come. Obviously we're happy in the dressing room, but it's also a case of, right, on to the next one. We've got a big game Tuesday, then we've got a massive game Saturday. So yeah, all we can keep doing is picking up wins, and yeah, I know we had a little bit of a sticky spell where we lost two, but to follow it up with two back-to-back wins is really important, and like I said, just keep winning, and you know, everything will take care of itself.
Well done today.
Thank you.
That's Tom Barkhuizen, and here's why it's been such a good afternoon for Derby. At Lincoln, thumped Barnsley 5-1 at Oakwell. It's Barnsley's biggest ever defeat at home at this level. Portsmouth, the leaders, dropped points, held away at Blackpool, who had Jordan Rhodes sent off in the first half, but Portsmouth not able to find their way through. Peterborough did win 3-1 at Burton Albion, but Exeter held Bolton 2-2. It finished at St James Park. So only two sides in the top six take maximum points this afternoon. It means that Derby moved back up to second, having lost that place on Tuesday night following Bolton's draw with Barnsley. Portsmouth still top. The gap between them and the Rams down to 5 points. The Rams 1 point ahead of Bolton and the goal difference boosted significantly by Derby today as well. Peterborough up to fourth, Barnsley slipped to fifth. The sides in fourth, fifth, sixth all have a game in hand on the top three. Bottom of the table, not much has really changed. Burton Albion slipping to one spot above the relegation zone now, but the gap between them and Cheltenham stands at 5 points. That's all from us for now. If you want more reaction to today's game, it'll be on the website for you, dcfc.co.uk. That's where you can buy your stream and your tickets for Tuesday night as well. A massive game for the Rams at home to Reading, and you can watch it on Rams TV. We'll see you then. Goodbye.
Here's Adams. Gale's header! It's Dwight Gale's first in black and white.
It goes back out the wing position, and it's a beautiful header. Harvey Nibbs has his and his side second.